This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. It is absolutely joyous, even close to orgasmic, to talk to you this morning. So, suddenly after the sex show, where's Gavin? Oh, there she comes. She's running. Ek wou sê ek mis iemand en dit is Gavin. But I do also see Rian. Good morning, Rian.
Good morning, Casper.
Hoe gaan dit met jou? En is jy reg, want jy het 'n groot taak vandag.
Ek het bietjie 'n booster nodig self, maar ek is nou in die mood.
Okay, good. So what did you do that you need a booster?
I just stayed up a little bit too late. I had music editing to do for before show for Saturday.
Oh, lekker.
Yes.
So there's no, it was creative?
Yes,
not
yes,
drinking,
very.
Not drinking.
No, no, no.
But recreational. And Gavin, you were recreational, eh? Or
what,
not?
What?
Yesterday.
What?
Did you drink?
No, I did not.
Did you snort anything?
I did not, but I did swallow. I swallowed codeine, I swallowed painkillers, I swallowed a lot of things.
Damn.
And I can't get myself to shut up. I'm scared to make phone calls because I'm going to speak for 99% of the time. I'm absolutely serious. This poor Uber guy from Sandton to the studios, Seuwera.
What is codeine? Is it got cocaine in or what?
Ek weet nie, maar is lekker.
But remember, I've got the button. I can just put you off, eh? As jy nou te veel praat.
I know.
Okay. But now I like it if you talk. Look, we've got a wonderful show today. We are going to talk to Michael Otten, the guy from the One Plan. Remember, we did the picture with you and your dog.
Amazing.
And people must still vote till the 31st of January where they can win. People, you can win. Do you hear me? Even if this is a podcast, rewind. Blah, 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 blah. You can win because you just got to vote for Gavin.
Indeed. I like that.
You register, you vote for Gavin or for Rian. And then, you can vote for whoever you think looks the most like their pet. And then you can win 1,000 megabucks.
Ooh. And it is January. It's that 1,000 bucks is welcome.
It's on January, it's very welcome. And it's it's part of the One Plan pet insurance drive that we have.
Amazing.
So we're going to talk to Michael Otten from One Plan as well today. We got Rian for the very first time in his life going to do gay news. He's so nervous.
Betty owes me.
No, I had that plan.
Oh, really?
What happened was Betty couldn't be here today, and then I said, okay, Rian is going to do it. And then Betty wrote, Rian must do it.
Gareth.
And then I can't say, and I said, no, that was my idea. Rian must do the game.
Was it your idea?
Yeah.
I thought it was Betty's idea.
She came in with it, but I was already there. I said,
okay.
So you must read what I write on the WhatsApp, say? Don't not just look at the fucking print. I wrote, no, it was actually my idea. Rian's going to do gay news. So I don't know what he's going to come up with. It better be interesting because he's got two connoisseurs.
Exactly.
That's going to listen in.
Yeah.
We got our very last Stofpoepie today.
Ach, nee.
For a while.
Okay.
For
what while? Remember, people are asking me out there about stuff poopies.
Really? Why? What are they asking you, Gavin?
Dis like hulle praat daaroor, maar dan kan ek net dan jy weet. Because you know what, when it's on, and then that's when we take our break and we run and we go get water or coffee or something.
Oh, so you mean you don't actually listen?
I do on the podcast.
Okay, well, that's the golden oldie section. That we'll have that today as well. I think we'll play that with Michael. And then I wanted to ask you, Gavin, you said you came in today with your taxi fine, your high on codeine. And then what did the taxi guy tell you? Apparently, it's going tough and rough out there, hey? Mm. Tell me all about it.
So very, very quickly, so there's a new syndicate out there. With the really? It's not only taxifiers, it's Uber drivers as well, right?
Oh, my God.
So what they do is, now you know everybody's supposed to like register in Rika and whatever, there's SIM cards, right? But SIM cards are now readily like available everywhere. So basically
what...
So what they do is they... Hulle klim in die karre van die Uber drivers and then so I request you, I get into your car, we drive, but I put in like a fake address or whatever address, right? Someone het enige address. Then I take you to my buddies, my other buddies, wat wag vir jou iewers is, and then they rob the guy. Then they rob people like that, and it's like it's a syndicate that is happening. Die mense is baie bekommerd.
Maar dit kom nou al 'n rukkie van die Uber drivers wat aangerand word en karre afgebrand word en al die goeders. Denk jy dis miskien ook dieselfde ouens wat nou nuwe...
Ek dink dis meer te doen met die taxi oorlog. That is still ongoing. Because they can't if you arrive with your in the die Gautrain in Sandton City, hulle beklei daarvoor. Like you have to walk like blocks in order to get your Uber or your taxi.
That's how you say it.
You see,
you can go into your iPhone and you can go to accessibility, and then you can do this.
Speak selection, read selected content.
You see, you go.
Speak selection, read selected content.
Yeah, now she's drunk. Eh?
So our heart goes out to the Uber drivers out there.
I'm still there. Then you can get her to say things. You like?
I said, what is that?
That is what is it, Siri?
Oh,
Bach. Okay, say now.
Bach, say.
Who's?
Poos.
Leer jy vir Siri
Scottish? Yeah, but I spell it differently. You get it to say it correctly. So what word do you want her to say?
I want her to say amazing, because that's my overused word.
Okay, but that's not difficult.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay.
Oh. You know? But we can do this. We can do this. We can let her go amazing by doing this.
Amazing.
Huh?
Now she's drunk.
No, she's drunk. Amazing.
She's
not listening to me.
Ons moet 'n gay Siri kry.
Ons moet 'n gay Siri, yeah.
I think so.
Fabula.
Yeah. Yeah. My God. Though it sounds like a body part when you say it. Fabula. Did you know...
What?
Gavin, that it apparently has become extremely... Well, let me play this song before I do it. I played it last week, but I told you that this song will grow on you. So I'm going to play it again. Na, 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 na. It's a guy with his dog.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yes!
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. Uh-huh. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out.
Yeah.
I want you to love me like my dog does.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I need to download it today.
He never says, I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud. When I leave the seat up, he don't think that it's rude.
Let my dog
love me like my dog does.
So apparently you are looking for hardnekkig for a divorcee and not a German Shepherd, like I was trying to get you to.
I'm sorry, Casper, but you know what? A divorcee will always have like a very big place in my heart.
I know you're gay, but I mean, why?
and it must be a miniature, an absolutely miniature. That's what I want.
Fussy.
Klein Vorsi.
Do you know what?
What?
I think we must bring in the one plan guy. His name is Michael Otten.
Yeah. And do you think he'll persuade me to go for German
I don't know
Shepherd?
What he'll do to you, but I want to know what he thinks of Vorsis.
Okay, let's ask him.
Well, I'm going to get him here now.
Okay.
Swing! Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Find yourself.
Very well, thank you.
Lekker. What do you think of Vorsis?
Dashant Vorsis or other Vorsis. Dashant Vorsis.
Yeah.
They've got big personalities for small dogs.
Yeah.
Have you had before?
I've always had.
They're not my cup of tea, to be honest.
What is your cup of tea?
I've got beagles.
Beagles.
Nou moet ek eens Google hoe lyk 'n beagle.
Beagle is daai snuffelgat soentjies.
Yeah, they snuffle us.
What's her name?
I've got two. One of them is Daisy, and the other is Bean.
Oh, Bean.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Bean, that's right. Really cool.
It's his abbreviated name. It's actually Roger Bean.
Oh. You
know. But Dashrans, I think, not really my cup of tea, like I mentioned, but...
Would they not be your cup of tea?
They're quite yappy, I think.
Exactly I think my point yappy. As well, Gavin. And that is why I brought two small German Shepherd puppies in for you last week to see they're going to look after the children. I said a couple of times, they love children. You didn't listen. And you were just, yeah, man. What's the other dog's date now?
Layla. May her soul rest in peace.
I want something for Cody now. The German Shepherd is your answer. Now you come with these yappers.
So
where are you going to get a yapper?
I've been everywhere.
Really?
But I'm probably going to go back to, there's a beautiful one in Randburg, and I'm probably going to go back.
Really?
Yeah.
If anyone knows about Vorsis that you can give or sell to Gavin, preferably give because it's January.
Please.
You can actually, what is our WhatsApp again?
It's 079-748-2090.
So you can send us a wati, a little gesprekkie, or ask Michael a question, or just hello, or tell Gavin you got a Vorsie. Gavin, so there's no, daar's geen salf van jou te smeer nie. Jy moet nou die fucking Vorsie ontie.
So Casper had a plan gehad om die klein papies jou te wys om jou te convert.
Yes, that was the whole idea.
Oh. It didn't work, I'm surprised.
And he got the dog in his arms and it was so beautiful.
I know, I saw it was so cute.
Yeah, she even slept. She napped for a little while. She fell asleep.
So why not, Gav?
Cody won't be happy.
Really?
Mm. Well, we can put Cody to sleep.
How?
With Codeine.
Nee.
Codeine and a couple of hours of SABC 2.
An Urbanol.
And that dog will be gone.
Oh my goodness. Ek sal hom nie na toe bring. Ek is bang vir julle.
Nee, ons maak 'n grapje. Hou jou ou. But you know what you can do, Gavin, on the 4th of February,
yeah,
in the year of our Lord 2018, there is a place called Walk Haven Dog Park.
That's where I met you.
Oh.
For the very first time in my life.
Were we cruising there? Or?
No, it was an afternoon. Oh, wait, cruising can be any time. No, it was an afternoon. We had our children with us, our doggy children.
Oh, it was an interview you gave me.
Yeah.
And I said, bring your dogs.
You gave me the interview.
That was a test.
How long ago was that?
That was many moons ago. Walkhaven. Are we talking about the same Walkhaven near Lanseria, Mulder's Drift area? That's the one.
So, 7 o'clock in the morning. Which is a bit early for me. But they will have a muddy puppy event, and that'll be coinciding. Can you say that? That'll be codeining with our one plan pet parade thing. So we will be there. It's a 4-kilometer obstacle course, Gavin. So wear something loose. And then you run and walk with you and your dog, your yappy dog. And there's obstacles consisting of crawling, climbing, slipping and sliding. So ANC ministers will like this, especially the old ones who are on the way out.
Yes.
And then wagging and barking and a lot and lot of mud. Sounds a bit sexual to me. And then the portion of the proceeds will be donated to the chosen charity, which is One Pick Pick. So that'll be wonderful.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It klink interessant.
Fire.
My Cody does not even wake up that early, but...
But I think you can come a little bit later. 7's a very early start. Not many will make it at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
My dogs are still asleep at 7 o'clock.
Mm. So we have to gather at 7 and just sort of look one another and hello, hello. And then I think at 8 we will be...
Awake.
Let's go. Yeah. Obstacles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Monster in one hand and...
That's it. And the other monster in the other hand. The yapper. But Michael... You are 22. When did you start with this pet plan? When you were 9?
Do I still look 22?
No, but you look very young.
Fantastic. I'm glad. I'm fighting this losing battle against this ever-aging body.
You're going to lose at the end.
Eventually,
but at the moment, you're still doing well.
Game all these. Casper, when did I start? It was sort of nine years ago, I suppose, was the start of our health business. The pet business followed on thereafter.
Have you got a health... Health insurance.
Correct. So we do health insurance for people, health insurance for pets at the moment.
And you still do that? I mean, yeah. you can. I can act myself in my winky and scry.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Lovely. Do you hear that, Gavin?
Wow, that's amazing.
Nice. So you can get your codeine, voorskrifte, and your winky can dan die slapelikies kry.
We don't have a recreational drug use.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
We require scripts.
So a recreational drug for cats would be that catnip. But dogs don't have that. They don't have a catnip, do they?
Not that I know.
Not that I know either.
There
must be something that will put the dog on a high.
I don't know. I've got my dog on antidepressants, to be honest.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he's a bit OCD, unfortunately.
Okay, guys.
So yeah.
I will be too jealous.
You call my dogs yapping. Kyk daarso. My hond is nog nie op pille nie.
Maar ek sal my hond se pille drink. Dis die probleem. But I have seen in the past at vet stores. I have seen like a policy there you can have insurance for your pet and stuff, but it was always like a bit out of reach and you wasn't quite sure and then you left it. But this one sounds quite nice to me because it's just over R100 a month.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you have got some kind of a trick up your sleeve because you give people, when they have now committed to you, then they can come with some kind of a card to the vet and say, "Here is my gelkie," if they need it. If the pet has got to have an operation or something, or then there's already a preloaded card.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
So it's a different process. I think we try and make our product as easy to use as possible all the time. You know, everyone's got an app today, but ours really does do something for our client. So we give you a one card. That's the card you were speaking of. It's really just a transactional debit card that we actually put money onto when you request the cash.
Yeah.
If you say, look, I need to go to the vet, we say, all right, here's an amount of money up front. You then transact at the vet with your insurer's money and then send us an invoice later as proof. So it's a bit, it's sort of upside down. We'll give you cash first and ask questions later, I suppose.
So it's not nice.
Yeah.
Pressure's on you, not on us.
Well, that's the point. I think, you know, you buy an insurance product to help you.
Yeah.
Not to be a pain.
Yeah.
And that's really what we aim to do is assist people.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so like you just said that your dog is on an antidepressant, right?
It is, yeah.
Does the plan cover...
It doesn't do chronic meds, unfortunately.
Oh, I see, I see.
Doesn't.
Okay.
Good question, Riri.
Thank you.
Very
I was
well
making
done.
Plans.
but, I mean, it would cover it as part of a visit. So the plans give you veterinary visits. They give you 4 veterinary visits in the space of a year up to a certain amount. If medication is part of that visit, then it would be covered.
Okay.
So not separately covered on like an ongoing basis, but... if it does happen and occur and medication is prescribed, then yeah, it will.
Okay.
But do you have like a special plan for owner and dog?
We don't. We don't.
I think you should think about
maybe
that.
Maybe give
Michael,
a discount.
I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, right. Pop us a note and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
It down. Because that'll be nice. So if you bring your dog and you get your health and your dog, then we'll give you R5 off. You know, always an incentive for people. If they hear something is off, Then they come. They, oh, we want it. We want it.
Have you looked at the pet parade? Like that, all those pictures of all of us. Like
I have. I have.
Just tell Gavin he looks to me.
So if you, no, you don't have to, but it'll be nice. If you don't have, if you didn't, like, okay, you're not allowed to vote for yourself. Who do you think looks like his pet the most of all of us? Like Gareth, Casper, Rian, Shemaine.
I think Casper. Casper's quite close there, huh?
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Wow, how can I look like a, like a pavement special? I've got two dogs. I Kent.
Yes.
And then my German Shepherd.
Yeah, Alfreda. So,
but Alfreda and me, we got the grey here.
Yes. Yeah. So is it the grey? Or what is it about the two of them?
Probably the grey.
The grey. Okay.
Not the pavement. The grey.
It's 50 shades.
Casper's going to put your mic off. Careful.
I've got 50 shades of grey, you see.
Yes.
But Gavin, you really look like a Volshi. And you've got the same skin colour as well as your dog.
So this is my theory, if you are interested. So my dog's mouth comes out like that, and my head, I've got a potato head. It's well documented.
Yeah.
It comes out like that. That's where it comes from. So, ek kan nie help. This is where geskape is.
En jou winkie?
Ek weet nie. But Cody comes from some breeder in Centurion.
Okay. So when did you decide you like these kind of dogs? As a child already?
No. My first ever dog was a German Shepherd.
Why?
Hmm? No. It was given to me. So
You like him?
Yeah, his name was Bobby.
Bobby.
That was my very first dog. I didn't have a choice, and I didn't have like a vast knowledge of dogs or other fabulous dogs. And then
yes,
and then so Bobby was my dog for about a good, like 7 to 10 years, and to sterve.
Natuurlijk.
I is begraven like still in my dad's like garden. He was buried there. Yeah, he was the family dog, and then I saw the light. And I became a divorced person.
Okay. So you are easy. He doesn't want to budge. Okay. Now, your love for dogs, Michael, did that spur you on? But because you can't go open an insurance company with love. You got to have some business sense as well.
You can underpin it with a bit of love, I suppose.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, I think when I spoke to Gareth before, I said I ended up in insurance because perhaps I was a little bit ignorant. Had I known all the hurdles that you have to jump to get there, I might not have done insurance. I might have done something a lot simpler.
Okay.
But yeah, love for dogs. I think anything that potentially puts a person in a position where they're in a financial loss or a difficult financial position creates something that is insurable.
Yeah.
There were a couple of other products in the market when we launched ours, so it wasn't the first in the market. But I think we did it better, and I think we still do it better.
Yeah, you're the best one that it sort of caught my attention, because the others, as I say, you had the vet, you see a little papierkie there printed in blue, and it says pet insurance, and then you sort of ignore it. But this one is good because it's 133 rand a month. But is that per dog?
That is per dog.
Say I've got two. Like Casper's got... Say I've got two dogs.
Yeah.
Which I do have, actually. So... And you got two dogs as well. But do you pay for your own insurance?
I do, actually.
That's fantastic.
I do. Believe it or not. But the second dog is cheaper.
Oh.
So there's a discount. There's a discount on the second and third and fourth.
Okay.
And,
so if
and fifth and sixth.
Really? So it goes down?
Absolutely. It does get cheaper.
Oh, good. Because I've got a mini zoo at home.
How many?
I'm too embarrassed to tell you.
That many?
And it's ducks, rabbits, guinea pigs,
really, yeah.
Chameleons.
Wow.
Would you insure pigeons? Like pets like that?
We've thought about it. We've thought about it. But it's quite difficult to identify a guinea pig. And then that's the difficulty.
And they multiply overnight.
Is it?
Which ones?
The rabbits and the guinea pigs. I sold 31.
So you like Ventura, Ace Ventura, Predator.
You seem but net gespijker.
Yes. But can't you just like snip them a bit?
No, shame they're so little. But I sold them now. They needed to go. The food bowl was ridiculous.
Have you sold all the rabbits or you kept some?
I kept some.
There you go. You'll do it again. Next batch in next December.
I can't help it.
Oh, my Lord.
We had a message here, Gavin, but you didn't pick it up.
Hello, Yella.
That's nice. Can you read that for
me? That's amazing. This,
yeah, my eyes are amazing. Okay. What, the message or my eyes?
No, the message. Okay. Read it.
Hallo julle.
Hallo.
Dis Mark hierso van Stellenbosch.
Hallo Mark.
So lekker om weer vir julle live te hoor.
Dankie Mark.
Dankie Mark.
Uitroepteken?
Ja.
En dis die einde van die boodskap.
And that's all. Okay, you can send more messages. I want questions about this pet insurance, please, people, that we clear the water now.
Well, we hope there are no questions. We hope it's simple enough when we explain.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
En mis denk mense dit nooit nodig nie, totdat jou diertjie nou siek is en dan panic jy.
Ek het laas week vir julle vertel, dit was iets verskrikliks gewees.
Ja,
definitely. And it happens within a second. You know? And then...
And our incident happened before our December holiday started. So imagine, like 3,500, like net so.
Yo, Aina.
The seer.
But like, I mean, that's a...
So how would you do it? Would you write on the app, hi, I'm going to the vet now?
Yeah, basically, there's a button that says vet visit. You just click it and there you go. It's really that simple. And I know it sounds like I'm missing something, but that's the whole process. It's log in, click vet visit, and we give you cash to pay the bill.
You see, if you want to, but I'm not that kind of person, but if you want to, you can SMS Cliff to 31644 and then someone will call you. But I just want the app. Where do I get the app? I don't want someone to call me.
Absolutely. So I mean, so we do full online signups. The call center's there in case people want to ask questions.
But the app, what's the name?
It's called OnePlan.
Okay, and where do I get it? On the iTunes?
Both the Apple Store and the Google Play Store.
So okay.
Both phones supported there.
So if Betty was here, we could have told her that she can also get it. Hey? Yes. On the Android.
Yeah.
Google Play or whatever. And then we got on, of course, our people, the Apple people, the best people in the world. We can get it as well. And it's the one plan.
And is it registered vets that you have to go to?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I don't know if they're really spiritual healers for animals, but they are.
Yeah, but he means you have to go to a
specific one.
Well, not a specific vet, any vet.
Yeah, because I got a vet close and they're very kind.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to go to another vet.
Oh, yeah.
So you go to your vet and you say, I've got this.
Okay.
And he will check it out because vets do. Before they check out a dog, they check out your money situation.
Like your girlfriend.
No, if you can pay. and then they will say, okay, yeah, they've cleared it, it works.
Oh, I see.
You see what I mean?
Okay.
So that's actually what I'm trying to say. Is that song again?
Catch it.
He never tells me that he's sick of this.
Okay, that's enough. Now, I did ask Michael about his youth. Because I'm not quite sure. What generation are you?
I can't really tell you. There's always an argument between is it X or Y or where is it? I think sometimes I have millennial traits as well. But I don't. Do I fit into a box? I don't really think so.
I don't think so. Did you take pictures of him?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you for? Oh, don't guess.
Yeah.
I would
take some more.
Guess you are early 80s.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
You see.
So I'm not aging that well, Casper.
Okay. No, I was just taking a huge chance.
35.
Pretty 36. Accurate, eh?
Yeah.
No, man.
No, because Millennium Syndrome is... Ach, Millennium 34. Syndrome is... Oh.
Close.
So...
Millennium's all from 1980 to 2000.
So I'm the oldest, and then it's Gavin.
Huh?
Is he the tweede oudste hier, so no?
Am I? Probably. Yes.
Isn't that just depressing to realize that?
I'm 40 years old.
And then we got most probably Michael, and then we got Rian. Or do you think Rian is older than Michael?
I think Rian is ouder.
So
verkeerd.
The youngest person in this fucking studio runs an insurance company.
What?
Isn't that just amazing?
Wow, I feel more depressed.
No, I'm happy because I like it if young people are in charge. I don't like old people in charge because they don't know. They haven't got the chance. They don't take the chances, you know.
Mm.
I like that.
So are we making people guess? Because now I'm curious.
What, how old are you?
Yeah.
Oh, 34. You're close. Early 80s, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, so right. I just turned 34.
Okay.
What did I say?
Number 34, I thought.
Mm.
It seems very close to 35, which is halfway to 40.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm quite concerned about it, to be honest.
You look like a 30-year-old Rian who stumbled a bit.
We tough after fell, falling, yeah.
And then he got up again.
Thank you.
But good. So they're the youngest.
Wow. Well done to them.
So I asked Michael about his first memories of songs in his life. Because remember, we got the Stoff Poopy thing. So we're going to do the last Stoff Poopy. And then he gave me a sign, which I will not repeat. And I didn't quite understand what Michael was saying. But then he was actually saying the sign.
Yeah.
The sign is a song that he remembers.
Is it? Pop. But you were born in the...
Isn't that when it came out?
Yeah, maar jy musiek is soos 10 jaar oud gewees het when the... Do you understand Afrikaans? This is a very bilingual show.
If I miss something, I'll ask you to repeat it.
Okay.
And please don't expect me to reply in Afrikaans.
Like that song came out, you would have been like 10 years old or something when the song came out.
I think so. But a little bit of Swedish pop, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, Swedish always good. Love Scandinavian music. Let's go here now.
Stoff Poopies.
So that is our
Stoff Poopies Hunter.
Our golden oldie intro. And it's presented by, the guy will say now, presented by...
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
After 3 years, I don't know what he's saying.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lever mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai, of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels, of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
So this is the song as it was, as the original release. Woo! So they were walking, you can see they're walking down the street there. And then all of a sudden she says, my God, I see a sign. Yeah.
Next one.
And... is what was the sign? That's what we got to find out here. Do you have
good
that knowledge? What sign? Because it opened up her eyes, Gavin.
Sure, I could so deep.
Yeah. So what do you think, Michael? Why do you like this song?
I can't tell you why.
I just
did.
But they're all the same, eh? I assume based.
Absolutely.
Always this rhythm.
But there's something about babies in another one, isn't it? Didn't somebody only want another baby?
Well, that's your
baby sign. Yeah, there we go. Correct.
Yeah.
So maybe it was a baby.
Yeah, but they've got other songs as well.
Mm.
What's the other songs of Ace of Base?
I like that All That She Wants.
Yeah, that's what we just.
Oh.
It's another baby. Hello, Gavin. Welcome to our world.
Sorry.
Huh? Jeez.
Is it Pilla? Don't turn around.
Was it Oka? Don't turn around. Or from Allah?
Don't turn around, yeah.
Okay. But tell us a bit from the sign.
So the sign was released in 1993. How old was you?
Exactly 10, yeah.
Exactly 10.
Yes.
Wow. And this song appeared on the Billboard Hot 100 for 6 consecutive weeks.
And that's something because it's American. And they don't just let anyone in.
Exactly. And it appeared on the album Happy Nation.
Yeah.
And And it was also the number one song in 1994 in Billboard magazine. Again. So the number one song for that, for the next year after release. It was the number one song for that whole year.
Wow.
So I wonder... And who of... No, sorry, can I talk?
Yeah. And then the song also featured, in, still in Billboard magazine, but then one of the top 60 songs, like, of all time.
Yeah.
Like, how amazing is that? And it also featured on various TV shows, like Full House that we know, South Park, Pitch Perfect, Have You Ever, you know? How amazing.
But it's like a universal song, and it's one of those songs where it's not a one-hit wonder where you want to vomit after a while. It's not a gimmick song.
I would jolt to that song anytime.
Ever. Forever and
okay,
ever.
Could Michael Gajol know?
It Michael Gajol know?
That's a biggie.
I didn't see.
It's a penis kid.
What I wanted to do is just let's look at the other stuff that they've done, because obviously they're a foursome. Hey, it's two girls and two guys.
Yeah.
And obviously one of them worked out this kind of a reggae kind of beat to which they compose everything they do.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is the actual wunderkind of Ace of Base.
Yeah.
On these, the dun chuck, all that you want is...
Did you know this? Their name was going to be Tech Noir or something. That was what their name was going to be, the original name. Have you ever?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Tech Noir. Ace of Base, so a name, so Tech Noir.
I will survive.
But do you know this one? Wacht even weer. Was weer die sign? Dat is weer die sign. Maar it's well masqueraded as Don't Turn Around.
Don't tell me that you want
the
But this is the kind of song that I sing not in front of people.
Why not?
But they've got this op 'n ander key.
Hierdie een hou ek van.
Wat er een?
Once in your life, you will stand up and tell the world that you are here. The sun will shine from the back, and you will say, oh, this
yes, wait,
is a
familiar.
Beautiful live.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. They don't sing. Waar is julle?
Kom maar.
Here, mense. Didn't you see the sign I said? Oh, there.
Singing is not one of my talents.
Oh, I thought you meant where are we? Like, why aren't we singing?
No, I'm talking about Ace of Base.
Give it a go, Gav.
Never.
This is also nice. It's got
Cruel Summer.
Yeah. So you were a bit of an Ace of Base fan.
There you go. Clearly good taste, eh? Did well, that song.
It did well.
It did, yeah. All that time on the charts.
Oh, Unspeakable I like, wait.
It's a little bit cringeworthy now, I must tell you.
No, it's
why?
Not.
Why?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I've had a bit of a cringe there a few times.
No.
When now?
Cringeworthy is... No. Cringeworthy is like a little bit of Monica in my life. That's cringeworthy. These are classics.
So.
This one is what?
What did you say? Unspeakable?
It is Unspeakable, eh? I think so. Yeah, it
How
is.
How come I don't remember this one?
I don't know.
Well. Yeah. And now it's gonna come. The chorus. Unspeakable. Unspeakable.
A new remix there, Casper de Vries.
Onpraatbaar.
That sound you just heard was Gavin who pushed the mic into his eye.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm just looking for this because I've got a dub version.
Oh, what? Really?
Of the sign. Yeah, because we're actually talking about the sign.
Yeah, I don't get why Even like the music videos. Did you know, like with the music videos of the sign, there were 5 different versions, like edited. It was shot, but there were 5 different edited versions that were sent out to the world.
It's because the people can't get enough of this song.
And there's something, that's something very interesting about the sign. There's some, during the recording, during the like the engineering process, whatever, there was an error that crept in with the intro. So when you played it early on, I tried to listen.
There was an error?
There was an error, yeah, but no one is telling me what the error was.
An editing error?
Yeah, an editing error.
Oh, wow.
Listen. This is the song. That's when they left already for summer vacation. And the engineer was left in the studio. And he had to like try all kinds of things. Sign, sign. Sign. Yeah, sir. Yeah, sign. You see, yeah, I saw the sign. That's when you're drugged, eh? Or very drunk when you go on this. And it continues usually for 8 minutes.
Are you serious?
Usually. Can you just start with the fucking sign now? There you go, there you go. Oh. Oh yeah. No, they were just wasting our time, yeah. But it's good maybe for a background, like for the radio show, and then we talk in the background.
It's like 8 minutes, so.
8 minutes, yeah.
Off like if you go to I see more of a European bar where I walk in and it's just like this music playing in the background. I'm having a good time, good
absolutely.
Conversation.
Absolutely. What kind of bar is this?
A Scandinavian bar.
No, not a Scandinavian. This is a Hollandse bar.
Oh, really? They would allow dogs, though.
Would they?
Yeah.
In the bar?
Yeah.
Sure.
Of course.
I never knew that.
Of course, it's European. They open to dogs. They like their dogs. You know?
I can't
so
remember.
If I decide... I have got the money, Michael, and I want to now enroll my children.
Sure.
How soon does it take effect? Until you've cleared and see that I didn't give you a fake bank account.
So we will get a first debit order through before we activate the cover.
Okay. That's clever. So, that's well done.
But it is important, I think.
Yes.
I think that we do open ourselves up to a bit of fraud by paying people first. I mean, we see some really funny stuff, especially over Christmas and January. Like people who go to a doctor and then we see a Topsit spa swipe. It does happen. It does. But I think it's such a small percentage of our clients.
As long as you follow it up with them.
Yeah,
otherwise, they get away with it. Excuse me, what was this?
But we've seen some funny stuff. I mean, Topsit spa is a mild one.
Plastic surgery for dogs. What is this?
To really win the competition.
Yeah, to win the competition. Which is still open, and it's R1,000, Gavin. If
amazing.
You can get enough people to just vote for you.
I stopped looking at that page because I didn't have enough views.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Gareth
got the most, and then it was Ben, I think, and then Aria.
Yes, I looked and then I gave up.
They don't even click on us.
I still look because I'm not last in terms of the views.
Okay.
Let me have a look now.
Have a look now. I just wanted to ask you, where are you in the view department now? Because we've got a couple of days still to go.
Wait, it's www.cliffcentral.com/petparade.
Pet parade. Save ons dan
parade. Okay, click enter.
Wat jy nou geskryf, parade. En kyk 'n bietjie vir ons wie het wat.
Oh, but be strong.
Yeah, okay.
So, I'm just waiting for it to open up. And here's the gentleman with his dog and the glasses on. I'm on the website. And basically... Okay. Yeah. The person with the least views is Riri, aka Rian van Vyk.
What?
102 votes with him. And what's your dog's name?
Teddy.
You with you and Teddy.
Oh, shame, Rian. I'm sorry.
That's got to change.
102 votes. Second last person.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. This Shemaine and... what's her dog's name again? Shemaine. Hitler ni masuna. 160 votes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then third last is Gavin.
Really? Did I overtake you?
Way. You like, you are way ahead.
Ek wil net sê, ons hele span heel onder.
But where's Michael in hierdie hele fucking prentjie?
Michael is
this is
Michael. So Ari is third last. Michael is fourth last. But kom ons sien die last nie. Michael has 356 views.
Jesus.
Versus Rian's 102 views. Okay. I have 169 votes. 169.
Okay.
Okay. And Ben is in my cut, ne?
Yeah.
Ben has 402 and 21 views. No, wait for it. Now, first place and second place is obviously Gareth Cliff and Casper de Vries.
Oh,
and,
really?
Phil.
So, Casper has 745 views.
Oh, my God.
Gareth Cliff, do you want to hear?
2,000.
942 views.
They're not that bad.
Hasn't broken 1,000 yet.
No, we can still... Okay, I'll start my drive this weekend.
Yeah. I just want to beat the CEO.
Yes.
I've got quite a lead out there, hey?
Yeah. But you don't look... Listen, Michael, between you and I, you don't look like a beagle.
I don't look... Oh, thank you.
You don't look like a beagle.
I think I should say that.
I think if you had maybe an Afghan dog or something, maybe it was more.
Or sausage. A sausage.
I see sausage.
You see a dash sausage. Okay.
No, I don't see it. He sees. He sees.
I've seen it.
He just sees horses everywhere.
So, yeah. So that is it, guys. The pet parade.
That's depressing.
Have you got any more news about Ace of Base, or is that it?
I'm sorry, Casper.
Is that it? Haven't you even got their names?
Ek het een naam.
Okay, gee.
Ace.
Ekbert. Ekberg.
Ace. Ekbert.
Ekberg.
Oh, Ekberg. Which one is he? The good-looking one or the ugly one?
I don't know about your good-looking or ugly, but he's the scruffy one.
Ugly.
Okay.
Okay.
And he was, remember I said their name was going to be Technoir? Mm-hmm.
I remember that very, very well.
So he was the one that was actually watching TV, and he saw a song called Ace of Spades, and then he said, we need to change our name. That's gonna and then he played it on and said, okay, Ace of Base, that's gonna be our name.
But what is Ace of Base, a play on something? Is there like a play on a because I don't know an expression that says like Ace of Mace or something. No. So and the bass is spelled as that B-R-S-E.
Yeah.
It's not bass like boom 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 bass. It's bass like an
oh
bass.
yes. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I congratulate them. They made a success of one rhythm. And it is a beautiful rhythm.
Yeah, it is.
And so you were there, Michael, not knowing that you're gonna end up a businessman with what is your health program for humans called?
It's called One Plan.
Also One Plan?
All under One Plan. It's a health insurance, pet insurance.
So do you have to go for a pee test and a heart rate measurement before you can belong to One Plan for Man?
No, not at all. So it's health insurance. So similar to medical aid.
How much is it about a month?
Sorry, say again?
How much is about a month?
From about $330.
That's not bad.
No, not at all. Not at all. So definitely more affordable, and that's sort of the intention of all of our products.
Okay, so with that plan, can I then get my medicines?
Yeah, you can, absolutely. So
because I've got a couple of stuff to keep me alive.
Do we want you as a client, Cosmo?
I don't know. So let me tell you what I have to drink. I have to drink blood pressure pills, antidepressants. to check my personalities into one. I've got to drink ulcer medicine. I got to drink. What else? But at the end of the day, it cost me about 2,000 rand a month.
That's quite a lot, eh?
So I'm not going to go for the 300 rand plan.
And I think you'd run out of benefit there.
You know, man. Shame cost, what do you drink a month, Kevin?
Is it Adkidol?
Adkidol?
Adkidol. Dis die pynpille wat mos lekker.
But you must be careful because people die of painkillers, hey?
Is it? It kills the pain, but it kills people.
Yeah,
too.
You drink too many of them.
Oh.
And Adrian, do you have any medicine?
I just take my multivitamin and my omega 3 and 6. Oh, yeah.
So you're still young. Yeah, and you do the Viagra or what?
Not just yet, eh?
Not yet, even.
No. I'm sure it's on the horizon at some stage.
Oh, good joke.
But I take Crestor for cholesterol.
Got cholesterol. I forgot about that, yeah.
So that on top of.
Okay, gee. So I will try one plan. Definitely for my dogs.
Fantastic.
I will try for myself as well, but I don't think a good businessman will, with open eyes, walk into a trap where I pay 2,000 rand a month for my pills and I have to pay them 300 rand. It's not going to work.
Mm.
Because that's not the idea.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'll try. I'll see what I can do. Maybe I can cut a few of the fucking pills and I just stay on the mood and answer and the blood pressure.
Yeah, because those are the important ones.
Those are the important ones.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you thought about that yet, Rian? Because you're freelance, hey?
Yes.
Do you have a medical plan?
Yes, I do.
Regtig? By wie is jy?
I've been with Discovery for about 10 years.
Oh, them.
Oh, oh, them.
Are you also Discovery?
Yes.
They're very expensive.
Buyer.
I don't like them that much.
Mm.
Once the nurse of Discovery came to my place and I had to pee.
And that was so hard?
And they didn't accept me for some reason. I don't know. Yeah, I think I was pregnant.
My lord.
That's crazy. Did you pee in the cup, though?
No, over her hands.
Oh, that's my...
I think she was a bit pissed off. Literally.
Stand still.
Yeah. So, no, they didn't.
Rather be pissed off than be pissed on.
So I'm going to go to my Apple store and I'm going to download One Plan app and Intel Frida and Kent.
Mm.
Okay. You're going to wait until you get your second Worsley, because don't put your Worsley on now.
You're clever. You're right.
And then
you
get discount.
Yeah.
But you can't you still get discount afterwards?
Yeah, when you add them on later. Yeah. So the sooner the better.
I agree.
So now would be good.
I'm signing my titty up.
Fantastic. We'll let you know when we start covering chameleons and
all those
and
cool giraffes.
Giraffes.
Marianne, hoekom het jy so baie sulke verskillende goedjies?
Ek kom van 'n plaas af, so dis maar nog altyd.
Ek kom ook van 'n plaas af.
Are you a hunter gatherer?
No, I'm not a hunter at all. No, not.
But you're a gatherer.
Yeah, very much.
Do you have snakes?
No, I had one. I had an albino python.
Ah.
But then I had to feed it once and then it was pretty vicious.
Really?
Why? Yeah. What happened?
I made the mistake of playing with a mouse before I gave it to him. So when I was like, oh, what a cute mouse.
Are we still talking, are we talking sex now? Or are we talking albino pythons?
With albino python.
You showed your albino python a mouse. Okay, and then?
And then the snake died.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
no, het jy hom doodgemaak?
Nee. The albino bloodline isn't strong. So hy het in die winter het hy actually verkoue begin kry.
Oh, niesende slangetjie.
En weet jy 'n slang gaap? Soos maak sy bek so groot oop en
nee, ek dink altyd op my byt.
Ja, maar toe ek hom die muis gevoer het, it was just so vicious. It poof, and snapped and go pull it. No, that didn't.
Okay, so you're not that kind of a
no.
Vicious animal.
How, no.
How long was this thing?
So meter. 60 centimeter.
Okay.
Oh.
Nog een baba.
When we were in Camps Bay, as Alvin and I were walking in the bush and we saw a snake, I ran. I ran. I couldn't. En hy snake was net soos, hy
sê, 30 centimeter. Mens hardloop onwillekeurig, ek moet vir jou sê, ek ook. As ek 'n slang sien hardloop,
En Gab, op die plaas as jy 'n slang gesien het, wat doen jy dan?
No, I only lived there until like when I was small, so I can't remember much, but I used to touch big snakes, like big ass snakes on the farm.
Okay.
But I don't know how, but I grew out of that loving snakes. Horses anytime, but not snakes.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can get insurance for snakes, can you?
I don't know, but I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Look, I'm for sure not by yellow.
Yeah, they're not my favorite
no.
creature.
So at the moment, it's what? Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs for now.
That's
yeah.
it.
Absolutely.
Do you like cats?
I don't like cats either, to be honest. I don't really think they're pets. They're really? kind of
independent.
Selfish. Yeah. Independent. Well, I mean, they're there just to eat and drink and have shelter. They're not really there for a cuddle, are they?
No.
Sometimes, one or two of them.
Mm. When it suits them.
Mm. Mm. And you know when a cat is very nice? When it's raised with a dog.
Okay.
Then it knows. And then it sort of is rough and tumble and it's purring.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Does it behave like a dog?
It behaves more like a dog, yeah. And it'll come up and it'll ram you, like you know, like a dog. Because cats are usually... But then it's like very bully with dogs there. Because dogs are a bit rough. That's what I like a cat. But I like anything except for the spider and the snake.
Yeah, no spiders for sure. I'll use a child as a human shield if I have to.
Also not great spiders, eh?
No.
There are definitely some things I'd like to stay well away from. Spiders and snakes, definitely two of them.
You see, it's that instinct when you see a spider, I can't help but I want to kill it. And I think that is part of my God-given right as a human being in nature. That is the reaction. Because it's for survival.
Yeah, you're defending yourself.
Yeah. In the past, when I was younger, I would kill indiscriminately ants and bees and wasps. Now I don't. I let them be. Bees. Yeah. I let them be.
I got that.
And they are beautiful. And if you ignore them, they won't fuck you.
Is it?
Yeah. And same with the wasp. Just leave him. Let him. He comes in. Hy moet ondersoek instel, dis deel van sy hele ding, back to headquarters. Okay, I've seen this now. It's orange flower. Over. And then they go on again. But a spider is sort of... It's like alien. It's maybe from another planet.
And we're lucky still in South Africa because the spiders we have to deal with aren't really like those Amazon dinner plate spiders.
Oh,
can you imagine seeing that in your house?
Oh, my God.
No, I'd sell the house.
Yeah.
Just never go back to your house.
I'm with you. But Michael, are you happy that you associate with Cliff Central at this moment in your life? I mean, do people SMS you?
We do get some SMS.
Yay!
We do, so it's working. It's doing something.
Good.
But it's also because we utilize cell phones and apps, and that's the kind of person we want to engage with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's probably the right platform for us.
It is beautiful.
It's a lot more sort of forward-thinking than traditional radio.
Yeah.
So it's the right sort of client base.
It's creative genius.
Yeah, and I don't know for other people, but like I told you, for me, it's like you don't want to, these days, you don't want to talk to someone, you want to just engage on social and write a text, and then someone writes back, you are now part of the program. You say, thank you very much. Because sometimes when people call, you can't hear them, you know.
Exactly, and you have to spell surnames and things like that, and road
names.
Yeah,
no, P for elephant.
Mm.
Yeah, you know.
You're absolutely right there, I agree with you.
That's what I like. Well, and I will check out your one plan for humans as well.
Thanks, Casper. Have a look. Give us a shout if you need anything.
I will. Thanks, Michael.
Sure.
But we'll see you around, I suppose.
Yeah,
I'll see you at the puppy crawl, eh?
Absolutely. We'll be there.
At 7 a.m.
No, 7 a.m.
I'm going to be late.
Yeah, but we're going to be a little bit late.
I'm going to be late.
But you're going to come with Daisy and Schmonkel. What are they?
And Bean.
Bean.
Bean. Bean. Think to Mr. Bean.
Oh, Mr. Bean, yeah.
But it's short for Roger what Bean? Bean? Roger Bean.
Roger Bean. Roger Bean. You're going to come. Okay. And are they socialized?
Very, very, okay. Very well socialized, yeah.
Okay. So, well, then you can meet my dogs.
Absolutely.
Casper's dogs are so friendly.
Are they?
That I dropped him once and his dog got into my BMW.
Yeah.
Just for a love and a cuddle.
Is that not desperate rather than friendly?
Could be construed as both. Perhaps desperate.
Maybe the dogs get me the fuck out of here. Yeah, no, they're very friendly. So I will. It's the 4th of February.
Yeah. At.
Where is it? Walkhaven.
I'm Persec Birdhaven. Walkhaven.
Walkhaven.
Yeah. Walkhaven. The Walkhaven Dog Park.
Okay. Are you going to come, Gavin?
I will come, Casper. Okay. I will be there.
Well, then we'll see each other. Michael, and thank you for coming in.
My pleasure, thank you.
Is there anything else, as a very amateur radio presenter, that I've forgotten to ask you?
No, I think you've covered everything.
We have, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you married?
I am. I am married.
To a woman?
To a woman.
Okay. Well, that's a pity. Okay, well...
Shots fired.
Well, now we know everything.
She's rather fond of you, Casper.
I love her.
Is she Afrikaans?
No. Well, her surname was Smith, so perhaps.
Smith, T-H or Smith?
You must find out. Smith, you must know your wife's background, for fuck's sake.
Her family is Afrikaans. She can't speak a word, though.
Really? That's good.
Not a word.
Do you go to that family?
Occasionally.
For Christmas?
They come to us.
And what kind of people are they?
Reasonable folk.
Okay.
Actually, they're fantastic. What am I saying?
Because he's going to play them the podcast at Sunday Live. Yeah.
I think you've got to take out life insurance now as well.
And that selling that house is turning more realistic now.
And where does the family come from?
They're from Durban.
Oh, Durban.
Yeah.
Lovely folk.
Oh, so it's English.
But Afrikaans. There was some Afrikaans folk in Durban.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a part of me in Durban. Michael, we'll see you soon again. And let's see who wins on the 31st of January. Will it be you? Will it be me? Will it be Gareth? Or will it be Arye? Or Gavin? Or Riri? Or Shemaine? You got... But options...
Or Ben.
Lots of options. Lots of options. So, yeah. Go do your vote. Now, I've got a song that I'm going to play us.
Please.
Out with.
The song is killing me. We've been listening to it for an hour.
It has been on for that long, eh?
Yes.
You will never say the sign again, eh?
Never ever again.
Yes.
Drummed into
I still like it. But here is a song from a group called Funny Carp. They're one of my favorites. And this is a song about everyone that's mucking up, especially our current cabinet.
Yes.
So jy vang net kak aan.
Ja.
Doe mij die nou hoe staan die zaak van jou? Nee, ek is in die kak op jou.
Hi, Michael.
Ek is nou baie in die kak te sien. Wat die kak is in
jou? Cheers, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Nie moet na pak pille. Nou kan jy nou sien. Daar is wat op jou sien, my bra. Die pille, maar net kak. Dis aan my nooit belief in my blan. Wat is a gepinte move, man? Is never mine, man. Is a gepinte move, so waar jy kom. You never too old to catch a cold. Jy vang net kak aan.
Sliffen sa kak jou dief. Kom a regen die oorlik uit.
Jy sien, Jay, laat ek jou een iets met jou op jou. Wat maak jy met jou, Jay? Is amper tussen die blies, wie Jay rai? Jarre, hoe die vrou vir jou? Hoe kan jy sê ek as die blies? Wat maak jy met jou samen? Nou, die blies, jarre.
But anyway, kijk jy, ons taal raai dan my bro. Ek lus vir kak kan vang nou, nou. Ik wil zo maar diep in die kakken wees, nou, nou. Zij lacht niet zo, zij wil ik naar die vaar wie ik doen. Huh? Waar gaan we jou? Zij wil van mij aan niet in die kakken brengen. Wat zegt zij? Ons is bij elkaar in mijn groot kakje. Kom ja, poes man, als lekker kak. Zij vang net kak aan. Kakkerakakak. Zij vang net kak aan. Oh, vang net kak aan.
skinner. Han ser sin jule like altid om han ligger så. Det er en tværfange i kakken. Hvad synes han i maskinen ud i?
Nej.
Jeg ved, jeg markerer det.
Nej, man.
Jeg markerer det.
Sorry.
Det er så dit kak, hvad jeg kan fange. Brug på min fee. At brug mig bare jo fee. Arbejde dig dyb på din kak.
Det er så en blæde i din kak.
Så jeg forstår, så han sup nat.
Så jeg siger, hvad jeg der er lige.
Jeg ikke er svejs, men piler sig grejs, min bro.
Sommers sien aan jou skouers. Jy is baie lief vir jou ouers.
Kyk hoe sweet jy is.
Well, the end is not nigh yet because we have had Michael from One Plan, very young CEO, and it was interesting to talk to him. Hey, Gavin, what do you think?
Absolutely, it was absolutely lovely.
And now, Rian, we got no one else but Sir Lord. I think it's now Vice Queen.
Oh!
Sorry, King.
No, Queen, let's do it. I'm just going to adjust my ruff. It's not in a place where you'd expect it.
And that is our...
Extra! Yeah!
And then I've got to press this one.
Go.
No.
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 Oh. Oh, no.
Oh.
Try it again.
Special.
Extra. extra kefangnet.
Special.
Special.
There you go.
But it was over the kefangnet kak, Anna,
yeah.
Which was actually quite true.
Yes, exactly.
Because I was kaking on.
Yeah.
And that's Alan Vermitti.
Yay!
Now, let me tell you people, last week I said... I'm not going to invite Alan because we have seen each other just now.
Yeah.
But I did say, go see your show, Planet Mirth. But
you
Planet
did.
Mirth. So, but I went to see it. And then I said, Alan, can you maybe come today just for an hour? Let's talk about Planet Mirth because I'm coming to see it.
Yeah.
And it's always a pleasure to have you. And I always said, my door is always open.
You did say that.
I did say that.
You did say that. What was weird and what you're not sharing with the listeners is that you said that while I was trying to perform on the stage. And that you kept interrupting me.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And I just said, please, I'm just trying to get on Kasabas a belief.
I'm just trying to show that we know each other.
Really? What?
No, yes. Not really. Not even close. It was right from the beginning to the end. I actually stopped the show in the end. Kasper did the show. And it was fantastic.
It worked well.
It really worked.
He's
well.
Lying, eh? That's the humor. That's a committee humor.
Whoa.
He was very well behaved. Although I did love your tweet that you put after the show about the people two rows back from you.
Oh, my God, Alan.
Tell people what happened there.
There I sat with the Lord tightly in my heart. And then these young girls.
So were they very young?
They were young.
He looks famous.
But then they were starting to address me in the eye.
Oh.
Like, hi, what is his name? They say while looking at me.
Whoa.
And I was like, really? Where am I? I actually asked, am I here? Am I here, people? Where are we? Where is we now? And then I started to give them clues.
Right.
Two syllables.
Yeah.
First one is Afrikaans for closet.
Yes.
Last one is a horse without a D. Kasper, the friendly ghost. Oh, one lady piped up. Oh, it's Rasper.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Please, Alan, begin because you're late. It was already 10 past 8.
Why were you late, Alan?
Because the people were just streaming. It was full
house. It was a full house on that Wednesday. We had a nice early bird special and people were coming in. And honestly, if the people don't know who Kasper is, you can understand how difficult it must be for them to find seats. They're not the brightest people. So they had to take a long time. Some of them were facing the wrong way. You had to turn them around, say, there's the stage. But we got started in the end.
We did. And Alan, is daar nog vroeër voel speciale aanbiedings?
Nee, glad nie. Verlede aand was die laaste van die vroeër voelkie aanbiedings.
Okay. Oh. Ja, Afrikaans moet sê voel.
Voel.
Voelkie is not a sexual.
Net 'n voel. Ja.
Voel is sexual.
Dat is wel 'n handvol voels.
Daar is hy.
Gisteraand.
Stinkvinke.
What's happening today is you'll see there's a slight nervous twitch in Rian's face.
Oh,
he for the very first time has do the gay news today.
Oh, but now this is exciting. Okay,
because he's not
so
gay.
I haven't missed that. Sorry,
he's not gay.
What?
Yeah.
Hang on, we're just going to tweet that.
So for fun, I
yes,
sing.
He must do the gay news. Okay.
I just sort of came onto this one planned guy, and he's married. I thought he's gay.
But he did smile at you in a very knowing way just
but
as he left.
He's so good looking.
Don't
you think, Gavin?
Absolutely.
I was like, I forgot to ask him questions. Yeah. I was drowning in his big pools of eyes.
He's a very humble person. I quite like that. He was very respectful to you as an interviewer.
He did, and I was not. I was like this little pervert. And he...
No, Kasper just went right into it.
I didn't. No, I first loosened it up.
No. But listen.
Stop
that was
struggling.
Your plan B.
Alan, let me tell these gentlemen. Alan Committee did a show a couple of months ago called...
Laughing Matters.
Laughing Matters. Mm. Now he's back. Like, he like went away a month... Came back, now he's running again for months with a new show, Planet Mirth.
Wow.
And it's a total new show again.
Wow.
So I don't think it's going to last forever, Alan. You're going
to
burn out.
No, this is it. And to be fair, for first 2 points here, firstly, that should not surprise you. You used to do that as well, and you certainly can do that. But the second thing is the timing was bad this last year, because what happened was normally I run a show in at Cape Town over Christmas, and then I come straight here. We didn't do that. So we did Laughing Matters in Cape Town. Then we had a break. I did some other stuff. I had some other. And so we brought... The only slot I had for Laughing Matters was in October, which meant that I was performing in the evenings and writing a brand new show in the day. Which is no good.
It's no good, because you've got to...
Oh, your focus is really poor.
You re-warm up Laughing Matters.
Absolutely. And then, so it was a very tough write this. I found it quite hard to get it. But I'm proud of the show. It's now out and doing its thing.
It's fantastic.
Not out as you, but it is extraordinarily... powerful. I'm very happy with the show. But you're right. There's a nice long break for me after the show finishes in Feb. But I'm looking forward to a little bit of a break, because otherwise the burnout will happen.
It will happen. It was incredible. And you know, it's like a companion piece to Laughing Matters in a way, or vice versa.
Yes.
Because it is you. It's your style. But it is all brand new.
Yeah.
So it's like and 4 hours.
Correct. It continues some of the themes. Yeah. Because to be fair, 2016, 17 and 18, the 3 years I see them as a little trilogy. We thought 2016 was awful. Remember, we all thought that was it. The recession and people dying and all our heroes. Then 2017 got worse. It was the sequel. And now here we are in 2018. And honestly, well, we hope it's going to be better. Yeah. And there's some signs that things could be better.
I saw the sign. It opened up my mind.
Did it?
I saw the sign.
Did it? Oh.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of the next line that I can
say. No, but you listen to this fucking song for 5 minutes.
Not for longer.
Longer, 8 minutes. Now hopefully it's positive. But what is nice is that, I mean, you are fresh in my mind of Laughing Matters, but so it is like an extension, but it's not, because it's totally new. So
I think
people
it's going
to go again.
I think
they
it's going to be quite fun for Joburg audiences who have just seen one show and then see the other show. It's because
there are certain things that you do that are running jokes that's nice to see in this one again, where you condense it a bit.
Right,
but
exactly.
I mean, you got a certain style where you interrupt yourself and all that, and we just used to it now from Laughing Matters.
Right.
So it's actually very nice. We're in on the joke.
Absolutely.
You don't have
you're
to warm us
zone. Up. You're in the committee zone.
Committee zone. Very, very good.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions about the show that you want to ask?
I will take some more questions. Anyone here from the Pretoria News?
Do you sometimes feel tempted to reuse a joke that's really good? And
They're one or two little lines. They're literally one line of gags that are just so beautiful to you. So, for example, I ask, are there vegans in the audience?
Oh, yeah.
And then before they can answer, I say, you're probably too weak to raise your hands. Now, that is such a lovely joke. I use it in both shows. And I often, but it's in the context. It's in a new context. So it kind of, it's just a nice cumulative. Kasper will tell you what I like to do, and I learned from the guys like Kasper and Mark Banks, is that there's accumulation of jokes. If you can get 5 punchlines in 35 seconds, you get a roll on laugh. As they're laughing at the one, the laugh rolls into the next punchline, into the next one. So by the end of the 5 laughs, you've got this big laugh. If you stopped or investigated any one of the jokes, they might not hold up as one joke, but the 5 together is very impressive. You know, that's the kind of.
Oh, so your formula has to be perfect for the.
Yeah, I think when you write, I always kind of look and I think I can say another, and then I can say break. I get a laugh on that, and then by reversing that, I'll get another laugh, and then by telling them how crap a joke it was, that's another laugh.
Okay.
And you can get 5 laughs out of one. And I think that's quite fun. So there are little couple of lines that repeat it, but I mean, it's 2 hours of brand new stuff, essentially.
But the vegan joke, I can't even remember from the previous show.
Right, exactly. Because it was in a very different context anyway.
Yeah, it was very funny. I remember it from this show.
Right.
But then, for instance, you didn't have Johan van der Walt in this show.
No. I'm wanting to shoot another. The plan is to shoot another Johan van der Walt live DVD sometime in 2018.
Okay,
and so
good.
I was starting to write a monologue with him, and then I thought, no, let's keep him and all his stuff. And also, it's quite nice to just do a show with a couple of variations. This is also the show, first show in 5 that I haven't used a screen or with graphics. So that was quite nice.
Yeah, you're right.
And it just gives it a slightly different feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you address the modern world as well. This whole stage is made up of things that we see on WhatsApp, you know, the emoji.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away too much, but it's there.
Yeah, I think the set is quite. It ties in quite strongly with the theme. I mean, essentially, the theme in a very is I'm a big fan of the David Attenborough BBC series Planet Earth.
Yeah.
And watching that, I was wondering why we always watch wildlife documentaries. Maybe because there's more order in that world than there is in ours. And then I started unpacking. Well, what is it about our world that is so crazy? Well, everything. Nothing really makes sense anymore. You know, all the craziness from the politics. But I don't touch on this show. Unlike in Laughing Matters, where I spoke a little bit about Trump and elections.
No,
and all that.
You don't.
This one, I've gone completely away, so I look at kind of bigger issues.
Yeah.
How do we navigate? But the part that I am kind of pleased with is the Despacito.
Oh, very funny.
Which I unpacked that silly song from 2017 and we translated. Because someone had said to me, do you know the song? And I didn't really. I mean, I knew of it, people, but I didn't. And then I went and started analyzing what the words are. And there's just lots of gags that just suggest
it's
themselves. So we
themselves.
Yeah, they
so
do.
Amazing.
So I compare it with La Bamba and all the Spanish hits, including Calacata, that other great Spanish hit.
Yeah. And it's always nice to find a way to interact with the audience, which you do in the show as well. And it really works so well. People sort of, they're so happy when you this is going to sound very bad. They're so happy when you're finished. No. They are so, it's such a happy mood when it's the end.
Right,
which
exactly.
You get right.
Yeah,
it's
wonderful.
You're
trying to lift them. They must walk
you
out
lift
with
them.
Their
you lift them
suffered.
Up.
I lift them up on the shoulders of giants.
You see? What was that song? You raise me up. That was the Viagra song, hey?
Was it? It could have been. Who knows?
You raise me up where no one ever wanted.
That's right.
You raise me up where I don't want to feel. No, what's the lyric?
This is the Harvey Weinstein song.
Yes. When I can't stand on mountains or something.
That's right. If I can't visit Table Mountain, you raise me up. It's the cable car song.
It's the cable car song.
That's right.
Brilliant.
I think the time has come.
Right. Is it time for the news?
Well, it's the gay news that we're going to now listen. And we're going to be very critical.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Of this news.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It better be juicy, Rian.
Ka-ching. My hands are sweating.
I'm scared I let Betty down.
We're going to throw some shade.
Let's and Casper, it's a finger up your mic.
Okay, amper.
Hou op om so baie druk.
Ek het my vinger op sy vinkie.
Oh, that's a WhatsApp message.
What? Sounds like you guys have met Grumpy Cats. Mm. Oh, that is the previous interview. Yeah, you know, No, cats are very independent. What's your take on that, Alan? Cat or a dog? What do you say?
Oh, I'm a dog man.
Yeah.
I am, but...
What pisses you off of a dog? Of a cat?
What's what?
What pisses you off of a cat?
They don't need me.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's fine, and that's beautiful, but then what's the point of it? They're not pets. They are, if anything, treating us like pets. And control our lives. And I've got too many people in my life who do that. So much. A dog is a beautiful thing.
You gotta like try so hard with a cat.
Oh,
eh?
And then even then they are hardly impressed. Hardly.
And a dog is like just attention, yeah, attention.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Exactly.
But here we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lesbians and sodomites. Here we are with the gay news presented by Riri, Riri van Wyk. Met Rian. Hi Rian, en welkom.
Dankie.
Wat 'n lekker nuus het jy vir ons daar uit die front van die homoseksueel.
Okay, Betty, this one's for you. Right, kom ons begin. CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, is not allowing his nephew on social media.
Yeah, but, now, but you can't talk like this.
Oh.
You must be more like gossipy. You can't... The CEO of... You
yeah, that was very butch.
Guys, the okay. CEO of Apple... Like that.
Okay, gossipy. Get a bit gossipy.
Yeah. Gossip. Guys, so you know the CEO of Apple?
Yeah, but not now, audience members of Alan Committee. Don't be stupid.
This is going to be a long news take.
Yeah, so you go, guys...
Guys,
yeah,
off, do it like I did earlier on with Casper. Casper, like that.
Julle, raai wat?
Wat?
Die CEO van Apple wat gay is. Laat nie toe dat sy nephew op social media is nie. En weet julle hoekom?
Hoekom?
Want hy wil nie hê dat sy nephew moet sien wat of die bullying. Daar's nou 'n nuwe vorm van bullying, veral met gay mense. So hy laat
Casper is playing with the volume of there we go. Riri's
so
mic.
I gee die mic a blowjob. I'm net 'n bietjie weg. Waar hoekom wil hy dit nie hier nie?
As gevolg van bullying.
Van wat?
Online social media bullying. It's something that has become instead of schools. So because he's gay and his nephew.
His nephew's gay as well.
No, his nephew's not gay. He doesn't want that to happen. That there's
that
bullying.
They bully the nephew because Tim is gay.
Correct.
But then you can just say Tim is the richest fucking man in the world. So hello.
Yeah, well, that's just what I read.
So that is what Tim Cook now did.
Yes.
It's not very nice news. I don't like this.
It's an intro.
You know how you can just camp that up a little bit? Isn't it weird that he's so gay and yet his surname is Cook? Do you know what I mean? Give it a little bit of a... Do you know what I mean?
That's very good. But you see, Alan.
See what I'm saying?
That's why you.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Very good. So why didn't I phone you before? All right.
Okay.
Let's go to our neighbors.
Yes.
Zimbabwe.
Neighbors. Everybody love neighbors. Love that. Okay, is that what you're talking about?
No.
Australia.
No. Our actual neighbor, Zimbabwe. Oh.
Yeah. Right.
The new president. Now, you guys have to help me out here.
Is he Mnangagwa?
No. He won't legalize gay sex.
Oh, sis.
But now my question is, how do you prove it? Or does he stand like in the cupboard waiting to catch them? Or I don't understand.
I think we call it a closet. Eh?
Yeah, first of all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the crocodile doesn't like mano on mano.
He's not going to legalize gay sex.
Listen, he's going to have to get behind it. at some point.
But how do you prove it?
Well, it's finger-licking good for the lesbians.
Is that true, though? Is that...
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Is that his stance? Well, close the borders, then, I say.
All right. Okay, next one.
All right.
Guys, get ready.
Right. Okay, but I didn't know this one about the crocodile.
Mm. See?
Okay. I'm not surprised, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. I'm not surprised because it's... what's crocodile? Crocodile doesn't look like very gay-friendly.
So, that brok in his cray... Nie a bad punt van nie.
Nee, dis 'n goeie nuus. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. All right, you're going to love this one.
Ja, yeah. Onthou jou kindermode,
Oh ja, ja. Guys, guess what?
What?
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, he's the lish.
Has just...
Just wait, can I just salvage a bit more?
Just exactly.
Oh, I can salivate. Oh, those deep blue eyes, yes.
And that was just a joke. I just wanted to get you guys this.
Oh, oh, very good. Very
that
good.
Is a good one.
Very good.
One.
You've wow. made Casper. You've made Casper all Thor.
That, Thor.
Excuse me. That should have been your intro. That would have been like, you know, that would have gotten us in the mood.
Absolutely.
I like starting slow.
Yeah.
Despacito.
All right. Cool. Two men.
So that was really a joke?
God, yes.
Did it work? It
did work.
Guys, guess what? Two men have been arrested in Indonesia for making a sex tape.
Why? We don't want negative news. We want positive gay news. Don't tell us how we, as a people... are now tortured.
Exactly.
And, but you know,
it's going to tie up to my next point.
Okay. Tie up, I like. Okay, so where was this? The Philippines.
The Philippines. Now, remember, him and Mr. Trump are chommy now.
They are, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the US, an alarming rate of protest at the gay pride, the prides, from 2014, 15, and 16, it grew. And because... how it ties up.
What's he talking about? What crew?
The
protest crew.
Yes, the protest guys with one of the signs. Now, because of him, in 2017, there's been a lot more protest, anti-protest signs while the marches are going on.
I don't understand. So, anti what?
Anti-gay. Yeah, anti-gay people.
Anti-gay. Yeah.
So it was more acceptable from 2014, 15, and 16. And because of Trump in 2017, it was a dramatic increase.
Oh.
Where are we now?
The US.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The bigots got, like, courage.
Empowered. Yeah, they got encouraged by Trump's radical conservatism.
And the guy from the Philippines.
Mm. Now, our friends in Russia,
yes,
they have now made it easier for transgender people to get their gender recognized. So good one for Russia.
I don't know what you mean. How do they do that?
Well,
do they walk into the Kremlin and say, do you see these two kahunas? They belong to a proud man.
That's right. Where's your red square?
It's no longer St. Petersburg.
You can't put it in there.
Excuse me, on a point of order, I'm still waiting for the sex tape. Where's the sex tape?
Yeah, what's the sex tape, brothers? Now we're fun.
The sex tape, though, this is what happened in the Philippines.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But it was at a gay sex party.
Ah, nice.
I didn't know that exists.
No,
really?
Of course you know. You
must God.
A gay sex party.
But all sex parties, gay or straight sex parties. You know there's sex parties.
Well, is that an orgy then?
It's like an orgy.
It's like an orgy. Yeah.
But then why party? Why don't you just call it an orgy?
Because you party, you drink something, and then you go suck something, and you drink something, and you can nibble on a pretzel key.
In between.
And then they bring the food out.
Yeah. So there was like a gay party orgy.
Yes. So they tried to delete the video, but that was already being seen, and they got arrested, and they're getting 12 years for it.
Oh, I hope it was worth the fucking.
Well, that's what I was also thinking. I'm like, must have been good then.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's over now.
It's over now.
Must have been love.
Yeah.
All right. Then all right. A last one.
Okay, here we go.
Last
big finish. Right. Your big finish.
Big finish.
All right.
All right. Gavin, do you know the actor's name that played Call Me By Your Name?
You're too butch.
Gavin?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Gavin.
Gavin.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. Yes, Alvin.
Gavs.
Do I know the actor?
Do you know the actor? The name of the actor played or that played Call Me By Your Name?
No.
That played Call Me By Your Name. What the fuck does that mean?
The movie.
In the movie.
Yes.
The actor who played who in the movie?
Has that movie come out here already? I didn't see it. Oh, it doesn't, has it?
It is available
if
you know the right people.
Ah.
Yeah. But you mean what character in Call Me By Your Name? The main character.
Yes. It's the young boy, isn't he?
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
And very good.
Yeah, that's very good. Now.
Nominated for Best Actor.
Yes.
Mm.
Thank you very much. Here we go.
Okay.
Was that just your news?
No, wait. He was RuPaul.
guys, RuPaul.
Oh, my mama.
Yes.
It's mama herself. RuPaul.
RuPaul thinks Michael was robbed from his Oscar nomination.
Okay, but Michael is the father.
I haven't seen the movie.
Okay. So he doesn't quite know what the fuck he's talking about. Okay, let me tell.
Okay.
So you got this Timothy Chalamet. Okay. Timothy Chalamet.
I need a sweetie, please.
To me. He plays Elio in the movie. And then Elio has got a father. And that father is being played by Michael Rourbach or something. He's Professor Pullman. And he gives a sterling performance.
Mm-hmm. Is the movie good? Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful movie. Yes, it's a great movie. But he, that was when I saw that father going for it in the movie.
Sure.
I thought Oscar, and he wasn't even nominated. And did Rue say the same?
Yes.
That it was a...
That he was robbed.
Mm, I agree. I agree, Mama Rue.
The movie's called Call Me By My Name.
Yes.
Call Me By Your Name. So it's
your
like,
name.
Yeah. So it's like you and I have got an affair,
mm-hmm.
or a wonderful relationship, rather, not an affair. Mm. And I say, Gavin, call me by your name. What do you call me then?
Gavin.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then I say, oh, Casper, fuck me.
Oh, my word.
And you say, Gavin.
Oh, that word.
That's call me by your name. That's what he means. Yeah. That's
oh,
little,
wow.
That's the little play in the movie.
So this is a movie, and obviously...
Is this like a superhero movie? Is it action?
Not that much, that kind of action.
Okay.
So
it's not Marvel?
Hmm?
It's you Marvel!
Can I just say that someone, one of our listeners has commented on the news.
Oh no.
So what
did
they say?
So they said that in Jelle het nog niks gesê van RuPaul's Drag Race nie. All Star 3 wat gisteraand gepremieer het nie.
Did you watch it, Rian?
I missed that one.
Naughty boy!
So what happened, Nameless? Tell us. What is that? Can I play that?
Yeah.
It's a video, but do you think the sound...
That's not 2 seconds.
That's a little guff.
Anonymous had found a video gestuurd op WhatsApp and it's 2 seconds. And it goes something like this.
It's getting the voice.
Yeah, but I can't play. You see, I can't play that.
Speel maar weer die kapse song, if I need
kakken. If I need kakken. But I see, okay, so RuPaul started last night. I didn't know that. Because last night, you know what, last night I did a show with Skulk and Hannes. I think it's my last show in Pretoria.
What?
It was fantastic.
Oh, cool.
But I'm tired a bit now because I had to improvise for 2 solid hours. And that's why I don't speak well today.
No, you did well.
Did I well?
Yeah.
Did I well
you
speak?
You were a chatterbox to poor Michael.
Do you guys take an interval? You just do 2 hours straight through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we do. We do. We do. No interval. Yeah. But it was not. But why did I say that? Because I can't remember.
Because last night you couldn't watch the show because you were performing.
Alan, I'm on it. That's why you are you. Alan, there's a question I have, and that is what is your? But this is no serious.
Okay.
What is your? Remember that we must give him compliments about his gay news.
Yeah.
What is your plans now? What do you want to do? Are you, because you're an all rounder in your interest?
Yes.
So do you want to make a movie?
I'd love to make a movie.
You think there's a market?
No. And that's the problem. If I made a movie, or the other thing I'd love to do is write something, like a book or a fun kind of, but there's no market for that either. So those are projects that would be pure indulgences. I would do it purely because it would be fun to tick the box and say that.
You've done it.
Yeah. The other thing with the movie, and you know this, even with television, is that the control level is taken away. Some of it is taken away from you, unless you with the right people and they allow you to be part of editing and directing.
Yeah.
And the time scale from an idea to broadcast or to finally get it onto a screen somewhere can be 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
I like to work where in 6 weeks, if I push it, I'm on a stage and I get a direct response from an audience. So we've got some ideas. I am writing some TV stuff. Tom Eaton, who you know, we wrote Van der Voltsfold together.
Yes.
We're pitching some stuff. We've got some ideas in the bag at the moment. And we're even going overseas. We're pitching to some overseas networks, which I think
answer.
Is the way to go.
I think if you want to do something in English in South Africa, you've got to have your mind on overseas market.
Absolutely, and thinking overseas market, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
So, but the other thing that I can tell you is 2018 is going to see me do at least one dramatic piece of work. In other words, not a stand-up show. It might have elements of comedy, but it won't be stand-up comedy. Because I started as an actor. I studied as an actor.
Yeah, we didn't remember that ever. But no. No, I know. Because, I mean, you did like, and you can sing, you did that Rocky's.
Yeah, the Little Shop of Horrors.
Flowers.
Yeah. I won a Best Actor Award for Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. Did you have it?
We actually spoke about it last time.
We did.
I remember it so vividly. No, you're an actor. And so are you going to, is it like a Alan Miller, Arthur Miller or something?
It's David Mamet, who I...
Oh, that elephant.
For what?
That woolly elephant.
He could be. Yeah. There's an elephant in the room now. If we don't address who David Mamet is. David Mamet's the American guy. He wrote things like Mammoth. Oh, I see. Mamet. Moi.
My moth. You see my moth. Yeah, what did he write?
He wrote a number of things. Movie-wise, he's written State on Main. And you must remember that movie with... Oh, it was so good. But anyway, I can't reveal the project yet because it hasn't been confirmed and people get very tetchy about it.
Okay.
But it's a two-hander and it's quite a nice, serious piece of theatre. So that's a possibility for later in the year. I'm taking a break. As I said, I'm going to do some lineups. I'll do the Jive Funny Festival again at the Baxter. I'm going to London to do a couple of gigs there, which will be fun. But I'm also going to take a little break.
That's happening more and more as well, which is great.
I think
great.
So. Yeah, it is great.
I mean, you had international people in your audience. When you were there, you had people from Australia, people from London, people from fucking Norway. But the fact that we are going to London, you going, went the other day, Nick.
Yes.
Skulk went.
Correct.
It's good that is happening.
Yeah, it's good for, and it's just good to get your comedy muscles fit and absolutely working out different puzzles.
Yeah.
Because you can't do the obvious things there. You've got to find what tickles them. And
what makes you unique.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. And then you come back and then you really enjoy your own brand here again. Which is nice.
Yeah.
So that's the plan.
But that's good. I think that is great that you give a bit of different time to yourself.
Absolutely.
You deserve it because, as I say, it was astounding. I couldn't believe how quickly you turned around, and here is a new show again. Yes,
thanks, man.
That's really fantastic.
Thank you, man.
And you go into hysterics. It's one of those shows where you later you can't help it. You want to cock in your brook. You know what I'm saying?
Oh wow!
You can't. That's right. Like you need to pass out.
Is a diuretic.
Diuretic. You pass out. Yeah. What is flickering here?
Wat gaat aan?
Dis Mark.
Hallo Mark.
Van Stellenbosch. En dis
hier video
nie. He is a very regular. And I wil graag chat vandag. We love it, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
He says this, it's not a video, but it's a gift.
It's a gift. It's just Ruth Paul going, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So that's what Mark, thank you. And we did not watch yet. I'm going to watch it this. I must catch up on Amazing Race tonight, and then RuPaul.
Are you still watching Amazing Race? That's good.
Yeah, but I'm watching the new one now.
Right.
I'm watching on my CBS app.
Ah.
Well, what's your setup at home now? Have you got Netflix?
I've got Netflix.
Have you got Hulu and all that?
I've got Hulu and BBC iPlayer, which I'm enjoying.
Yes.
I don't do a lot of the American, maybe I must get onto that. But honestly, and this is true, and I'm sure you guys have but you, Casper, I know who loves your television. Just the other day, I sat down, and all I did was spend 20 minutes adding things to my Netflix list, my list. And in 20 minutes, I then went back as an exercise and counted how many hours of television. I added 400 hours of television in 20 minutes, in terms of series.
Cause I just add to my watch list.
And then you're never going to get to this. Ever you're going to get to it. Because on top of that, you've got your hard drive, which is filled with stuff. DST. TV catch up.
Yes.
You're reading 12 books, and then in the end, instead of watching any of that, you watch my default thing when I'm trying to switch my brain off is to watch The Chase on ITV,
the
quiz show. But it's and I shouldn't waste time watching that, but I do.
Yeah, we like our quiz show. Yeah. I also like. I watch The Wall. Have you watched?
Right.
That?
Well, yeah, very good. Yeah.
That's also like mindless.
Mindless.
It's just a ball falling.
Exactly.
We love it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the,
there's too much.
Because you got your Netflix, they got their binge series. Then you got your all the other apps, and all the series these days are good.
They're all excellent.
You got your Handmaid's Tale, that's good, and you got your this and your that, and they're all well.
Do you know how bad it's got now? When people say to you that, it's not just about what show. If someone says to you, have you watched, and you've never heard of it, and it's brilliant, you know, it's not that bad. It's now even when they say, have you found this streaming device, Klompie. And then you think, what is Klompie?
Yeah, exactly.
And that there's a whole device out there that gets to programs you've never even seen. That is how bad we are.
Which is marvelous.
It's fantastic.
And then you don't see. I know. No, so
Klompie's not really an app, though.
I know.
Because people are asking.
There's one called Kodi, though.
Kodi?
That's where I saw What's Your Name.
Oh.
Call me by your fucking name.
Oh.
Yeah. C-O-D-Y.
I can't say more. You know, on BBC Player, there's now a new Inside Number 9.
Now, isn't that not genius television?
They are so brilliant.
Genius. What I haven't watched, when I asked you, because you will have, Black Mirror, is this, because yes. I've never watched, is it good?
Black Mirror is take every episode by its himself. Because
right,
it's
kind of standalone.
It's standalone. Sometimes it's very grim, sometimes it's surprising.
Okay, so it
sometimes
can be hard to watch.
Twist in the tail. No, it's okay, cerebral TV. Okay. And Inside Number 9 as well, because every
yes.
time they take you for a ride and you don't know what's going to happen.
It's incredible.
Which brings us to our section. Rion, just ask Alan a question. Can we ask Rion how his section was for him? Did we like what he did?
That is what I was gonna say and ask and suggest.
Listen, I thought I'm the outsider here, but it struck me that there was a lot of hard work that went in there.
I
like
saw
what
that.
The listener couldn't see, of course, was the beautiful way you wrote everything up, and with those colored pens and all that. I think there is something deeply homosexual that is residing in you.
And
do you know what I mean?
Did you see he was sweating?
I did notice that there was
nervous.
Yeah, there was a gebeverei,
which means he's got respect.
That's right.
For
it was beautiful.
For
species.
Got respect for the news.
I was so scared.
For homosexuals.
Oh, for homosexuals.
My hands are still sweating.
Yeah. No, but beautifully done. Very nice.
I was so scared.
When were you given this task? Was it a week ago? Was it
no,
a couple
it's like
of days
a couple
ago?
Of days, hey? Hey,
Wednesday.
Rion?
Wednesday. And so, I just feel like there was a lot of hard work they put in there. I thought at times you drifted off the topic and you tried
because.
To bring us. I thought you brought us into some of the harsh realities of
it was
gay.
Too harsh.
Because news is not always good news.
No,
no, but we gays want to hear nice things.
Exactly.
Because that is what gay stands for.
Oh, exactly. So happy
it's
ones.
Not horrid. Okay. You don't say,
yeah.
I'm. Father, mother, I'm horrid. No,
yeah.
I'm gay.
I'm gay, yeah.
Okay.
You see. So we don't want to hear
noted.
About some fucking animal and Filipino who's
yeah.
now got a pain in say full.
Yeah.
You know, we're gay.
So it's rare that we're skinner.
Yeah.
No, no, it was, are we joking
but
with
I think
you?
It was good. Lovely balance.
Do you know that I wanted to have a nice section and actually maybe some celebrity actually does come out this week.
Right.
So I Googled.
Did no one come out?
Gay man coming and then
oh dear
so someone needs to help me with my Google history because the stuff that popped out of there I was like
what phone was it a Siemens
see that's why he's who he is
set it up and knock it out of the park
that's what
oh
he
my
said
goodness. And then
I had a mini heart attack because I realized that what I just wrote isn't so then I just
and you must get it.
Then I asked Betty for help.
Oh, really? Did you
yes,
ask?
Yes,
you
I
can't
did.
Couldn't do that because
no. I just asked him where to go look because I didn't want to make the same mistake.
Where to go look? That's how it starts. No, it was nice, but I wanted to say something else. What was it?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I agree with all of the comments. Just remember. Just be a little bit more gay when you tell the news.
Yeah, you was a bit you because
you
of nervousness and the sweaty
but
palms.
Now, here's a question to our two gay members of our of the panel.
Yes.
Do you not like it sometimes when
it's
the guy
rough.
Is quite well? That's a different story. Well, and it was that was nice. It was rough, roughly
it
read.
It was rough,
but it was kind of straighter. It didn't. It had a slight butchness to it. Or do you want it quite camp?
No.
When it's gossip, it's cat.
It's got to be cat.
It's,
okay.
it's gossip. It's like, oh, really? You know, like
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I play you an example?
Please.
Okay, here's an example of how we want to hear it. Because you can't present gay news like it is SABC 6 o'clock news.
Right.
You understand?
Right, which is just fake news.
Yeah. So this is like...
Here we go. As jy een man sien, dan hang jy oor.
Hoe jy goed check, hoe jy jou eiers klop.
Is mis niks as my eiers klopie?
En nou moet jy weet, ek is my paie vies.
Goed check, take off.
You get the drift, eh?
I see that. That's very
real. Wow. Like that.
That's what you get. You've got quite a long way to go.
Yeah, because you've got to make like all a pira op a stokkie, all a folkies and a hockey, whatever. Things like that. Very funny.
Noted.
It's a
Oh, new section.
Good afternoon, and this is Casper's A Newsing News. Today we test Alan Committee, Rian van Wyk, and Gavin Prince on general knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready?
Ready, sir.
Okay.
Sweet man, so,
yeah.
Yes.
And listen, Alan's got a reputation now because he usually wins, so now he's got to. And because he's a comedian who's now doing a show, he's got to know everything.
Yeah. If you see him going ahead, then just switch off his mic.
I will.
How do we buzz or do we just say, what do we do? How do we?
Ugh.
Do we not have a structure here?
It is not. It is not that easy, so you're going to think.
Okay.
Okay. What is a glabella?
Spell, I believe.
G-L-A-B-E-L-L-A.
A glabella?
Yes.
Glabella.
Kevin?
A glabella.
Where do you think that is on the body?
A glabella.
It's on the body.
Next to the libido.
Ek dink is seker by die blaas.
To next to the libido.
By die blaas.
A glabello.
A glabella or glabello?
A glabella, sorry.
A glabella.
Sorry, that's more feminine.
Glabella.
Oh, my glabella is so full.
Glabella.
It's like a balloon. No, it's not a blast.
A glabella is a bone, obviously.
Maybe.
And it's by your coccyx at the bottom of your spine.
Oh, there. So you're close to my coccyx.
When you're on my glabella rock.
Yeah, near it.
Harvey, asseblief, near Harvey. Gaan maak 'n film.
Maak 'n film, los my glabella. Hashtag. What's the new one? Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Time is up. Glabellas.
Glabella, I think a glabella is in your ear.
Okay, you're closer now.
Okay, it's in.
You're in the right half of the body.
All right, I think the glabella is in your nose.
Nearly there.
It's in the eye socket.
Very close.
It's in the...
The kielgat.
It's in the...
No, the cheeks, no.
No. It's under. It's at the back of the eye.
And what would the glabella do at the back of the eye?
It is hiding. It is about to come out of its closet.
It's Hackers a gay eye.
It is. It's a gay icon.
It's an icon.
Yeah, but until it comes out, it's just I can't.
I can't. So what to do? To take your finger.
Yeah.
Everyone, take your finger. You at home as well. You on the podcast. Put your finger between your ass.
Right.
Between your ass.
Between your ass.
Ass. Yeah. Your eyes. That's your glabella.
Huh.
But I be
so that's where you'd have your kind of migraine headache kind of thing. Yeah.
It's this bit between the eyebrows.
Very interesting.
Okay. So now in the future you can
glabella. Use that's very glabella. Good.
Let me just consult my glabella about this. You know?
Or if you can message me again and I've got a headache, I say, ek vryf gou my glabella.
Or you can...
Very nice.
Good.
Would an Indian lady put a dot just above her glabella?
Glabella. Yeah. Or you can say, my God, woman, what's wrong with your glabella?
Yes.
And she would go, what?
Yeah. Yes, I like that.
There was once an Arab trader, this is a new question, okay. And his name was Musa al-Big.
Musa al-Big.
Musa Big.
Musa al-Big. Okay. My dad Musa, sorry. M-U-S-A. Musa.
Musa.
What's that? Musa is like Musa. That a title. Or not?
I don't know. Meaning it's a name. Musa.
Musa.
Yeah.
Well, Musa al-Big. He's an Arab trader.
Now, what about him?
There's a country named after him.
Called Musa Obre?
What's the country's name?
Named after him.
You've just said it. We've said it, actually, now.
Albert. Oh, what?
Musa Albig.
Mozambique.
Yes!
Oh, wow! Very good. Musa Albig. Very
Mozambique
good.
Mozambique was named after an Arab trader called Musa Albig.
Huh.
Who would have known?
Well.
Who would have known Reedy would get that?
Well, Casper did spoon-feed me the answer.
No, but
no, I didn't. I spoon-fed you with the same spoon from the same purity bottle. What is the first price? What was, sorry, the first price of the first VHS VCR player? Remember those big mother...
But what do you mean? What was the
you'd
first
have to
price?
Push with double hands to get the record button down.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole family had to push.
Yeah, it was tough. How much did they cost?
The first ones. And then you got to track them, I remember.
That's right. You had to track to get the picture. Yeah. I would say it cost...
In dollars.
Oh, in dollars. So that would have been...
I suppose it's today's dollars, I suppose. I can't be that times dollar. Today's dollar, the first VCR, that was in the 70s, I suppose. Hey?
Well, I don't know. In America, it might have been earlier. Late 60s, early 70s. Okay, but I'm going to say
$10.
Yeah. But before VCR, there was this big mother.
The Beta.
Cassettes. As big as this desk. No, not the Betas. They were smaller. There was a big thing before, like a laser disc before the DVD. There was something else before the VCR. I know.
Okay, but so I'm. VCR. 70s, what? Like, I'm going to say $45. Which would have been a lot of money back then.
It would have been a lot. Even today for us, it's a lot. It's like $10, $50,000.
What?
Yes.
No.
But remember, the first DVD player was like R6,000.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
So it was new technology. So someone splashed
$50,000.
Splashed macro $50,000, and then 2 months later,
imagine in rand.
Imagine him, right? 2 months later, the next door neighbor, they got theirs for $4.
Yeah.
And then that family was pissed off with Papa. We haven't eaten for a month. But we are going to watch it over and over.
Keep tracking.
So far.
Question number.
Did you hear that lady who presented the Oscar nominations?
No.
Jesus Christ, she couldn't say the words.
Who was she?
I don't know. She was from some television comedy show, Girls or something, and then the guy was Andy Serkis.
Right.
But she couldn't say the names.
Ugh.
It was very funny. And then when she couldn't say the name, she went gangster. So she would say, The Shape of Water... The Shape of Water by Guillermo del Toro.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Sophomaniac. I was thinking of her now. Sophomaniac.
A sofa maniac.
Sopho.
Right.
What is that?
Mm.
I suppose we must find out what's the word sofo. Hey, it must mean something in Latin.
Well, yeah, because so I'm thinking now.
Sophie
means knowledge. Philosophy, like...
No, you're talking cock.
No, yeah, I'm telling you. Sophie, like philosophy, it's the end of everything.
Sophie
means knowledge. So I'm going to... What's it, sofa?
Maniac.
Someone who craves knowledge.
Very close. Yes.
Someone who wants to know stuff. Someone who likes information.
Yeah, but there's a little twist. There's a little
someone who's obsessed with.
But, like your audience.
Crazy.
Slightly stupid about
that. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's someone who thinks he knows a lot.
Oh, right.
But doesn't.
Right.
It's a sofa mania.
Okay,
lots of things to divulge to the audience.
Yeah. Alan, how many points do you have?
He's got all the points. No, he's got the Mozambique.
Riri's
the Mozambique.
Riri, you know, is it no?
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
This is a good one you can say tonight to your audience.
Okay.
There's extreme pressure on Venus and Uranus.
Whoa.
On both of them. No, Neptune and Uranus. Sorry. Neptune, where's that? Is that...
Neptune is closer to the sun.
No.
No, further. You're wrong.
That's because I've done it differently. Yeah. It is.
Neptune is to Pluto there.
That's right. Yeah, it's on the far... Yeah.
Out there.
Right.
So, Somewhere out there, Neptune's having pressure, and the same with Uranus.
Right. What is the pressure?
That's the
question. What is the result of that pressure? What happens to coal?
Burned.
It's pressure.
If you press the pressure, it turns into diamonds.
Yes. So that amount of pressure.
Yes.
On Uranus.
Yes.
What would happen? What would come out?
Piles of coal. Piles of. It's going to create something.
What? You just said it.
Coal. Diamonds.
Diamonds.
Diamonds. Really?
It's raining diamonds.
No.
Yes. On Uranus.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Gavin is staining diamonds in your penis.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Oh my God.
Why are we going to Mars then?
Exactly. Neptune and Uranus. That's why we want to go for the diamonds.
So how do they know their diamonds been created?
Exactly. They lie. NASA. They've got too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true, eh? But apparently it is. An elephant. Fear two things in his life.
Okay.
Elephant's a big thing. So he doesn't fear a lot.
Right.
But one of them would be us.
Right.
Because we fuck up.
Yeah.
We make them nervous.
Yeah.
They got sweaty palms.
Yeah.
And they roll the cars.
Correct.
What other thing?
A mouse.
A mouse.
No.
No.
No. That is a Walt Disney urban myth.
Okay.
I didn't even think of the mouse. No, but it's not a mouse.
Sorry,
but it is
boys.
Something very small, though.
It's something else that an elephant's very scared of.
Natural disaster.
Can it fly?
Yes.
Ostrich.
SAA. Oh, no, wait. That can't fly.
The ostrich or SAA?
Yeah, exactly.
Can fly.
It can fly, it can fly, it can
so
fly.
So is it a fly? Is it a kind of like a
bird?
Like a tsetse fly?
You're close.
Mosquito.
Close.
Ooh.
It's got a...
Mughi.
Bumblebee.
Bee.
Yeah,
a bee.
Yeah, a bee.
Really?
Elephants are scared of bees.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
Oh, shame.
Honey. I don't know.
Honey. That's funny.
Moranbong. Moranbong has now become newsworthy because they are from a certain place where there's this fucked up little man who's running the country. Where would that be?
Korea.
Yes.
Oh, North Korea. Very good.
North Korea. So there's a group called Moranbong. Moranbong? Bong, I think. Moranbong. Moranbong. So it sounds African, but it's actually North Korean. Who are they?
Who or what?
Moran fucking Bong.
Sounds like a program on SABC 1.
No.
Is it a group?
Yes. Close.
Of extremists?
It's a boy band.
Lady boy? No, it's a girl band.
Is it a girl band?
And their lead singer was now, what do you call it when they pull you on their hands?
Oh,
she was treated and what spoiled in South Korea. She went there now. The lead singer of Moranbong.
Oh. Right.
Oh.
But why is this so important?
No
I don't
idea.
Know.
Because no one can cross the border.
No, but I think it's unfair. Just because that man is delusional and crazy,
mm-hmm.
and he says he's going to bomb America every now and then, when there's one measly little fucking soul coming out of that country, now it's being feted and treated
right.
because it's now his favorite band. I don't understand that. Huh?
Have you heard any of the music? Any good?
It's nice. It's music to launch rockets by, I would say.
It's firework. It's KGB.
Very powerful and fiery.
There's a South Korean boy band that's touring all over. They were on Ellen's show the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, but there are about 8 of them.
But they're South Korean.
Yes.
You see, that's still fine.
Mm.
That's still, North is our problem. Because what has happened to the North? What are they going to do now? Within the next week, they're going to what?
Well, I know that they...
What are they going to do? Are they going to bomb something?
No, they've got... they're making a team. A ladies' team, hockey.
Yes, but more than that, it's the... what's happening?
They're doing it under one flag.
Korea. What? What? What are they doing?
They're entering the Olympics under one.
Yes.
Oh, look, wow.
Entering the Olympics is going to be North Combined. And South Korea.
Really?
And people are grumpy now. Again, but why? Why should we now mesh with North Korea
right.
when we worked for years and years and that stupid little egg on two legs had a whim the other day that he wants to enter the Olympics and now we're bowing and scraping? That's the words that's of ridiculous. The North Koreans.
And you see that
South Koreans.
You see our clock has gone to 2 minutes to midnight.
I know. It's fucking, it's nuclear time. Nuclear.
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 Is that it? No, one more question.
It's one question. And we're going to end with it.
Okay.
there's a whiskey called Macallan. Have you heard of it?
No, I'm not a whiskey drinker.
But you should know
okay,
the name. Macallan. It's like Shivers, I suppose.
Okay, right.
It's very expensive whiskey.
Right.
So how much would you pay for a bottle?
$2.5 million. Is that too much?
No.
Not enough?
No,
God. Oh, too much.
No, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. I'm sorry, now I've made it ridiculous. Okay.
1 million.
No, I'm going to say $300,000.
That is how many rands?
1 million rands.
So is that million rands? Mm-hmm. Well, you're nearly there, Alan.
$300,000? $250,000.
No, it's dollar. Dollar. But the thing is, it was in 2014 they paid for that bottle.
But now it's
500,000.
They paid in 2014 $629,000.
For.
Do you know how many video machines they could have got for that?
I know. And months at Netflix. Alan, till when are you on at the moment?
I am on until the 25th of Feb. And we do Wednesdays to Saturdays at 8 o'clock. And then two shows on Saturday, 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock. And Sunday, 3 o'clock. 6 shows a week. Come and watch, Mensa. It's fun.
Planet it's a Mirth. Wonderful show. Planet Mirth, it's very, very funny. And Alan has proven himself. He's like a bottle of Macallan.
Yeah.
You want to see a bottle of Macallan on the stage? Then go see Alan Committee in Planet Mirth. And that is on at the Market Theatre. No, the Monte Casino. I'm joking. I know exactly what I'm fucking doing. Okay. So we were last. Remember, we were in the middle of the gay gossip?
Yeah.
So let's go on with that. Alan, I want to thank you for coming in.
Absolute pleasure. What a treat.
As always.
Yay.
Hey?
Mm.
Thank you so much. And Gavin, you too. Rian.
Goodbye.
Yes, sis. Thanks, Rian.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, boy.
This is CliffCentral.com.